So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are four dates in the Jewish calendar year that serve as Rosh Hashanah for different purposes. Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. The first of Nisan is designated as the Rosh Hashanah for kings. The custom in those times was to date contracts and official documents based on the amount of years the current king has ruled. While a king's reign could begin on any date during the year, the month of Nisan marked the beginning of year two or his next year. This standard helps to avoid much confusion, as the Gemara will elaborate. V'lurgalim, the first of Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah for the Yom Tovim, so that Pesach, which falls in Nisan, is considered the first of the Shalosh Regalim. Be'echad be'el, Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema. The first of El signifies Rosh Hashanah regarding Maiser behema, which means that animals born after this date cannot be Maiser together with animals born before this date. V'lazer Reb Shimon Oimrim, be'echad be'tishrei. Lazar and Reb Shimon hold that the first of Tishrei is the cutoff date for Maaseh Behemah. Be'echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, l'shmitin, l'yevalis, l'natiyah, l'yirakis. The first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, for the general counting of the years, which will be explained in the Gemara. L'shmitin, for counting the years of Shemitah, l'yevalis, for counting the 50-year cycle of Yevel, l'natiyah, for counting of the 3 years of Arla, l'yirakis, for the cutoff date of Maaseh Yerek, as produce picked after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei cannot be maaser together with produce picked before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Be'echad b'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, k'divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, the first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, regarding maaser pears, as fruit that has ripened before Rosh Chodesh Shvat cannot be maaser together with the fruit that has ripened after this date. B'Shilaimrim b'chamisha asabai. Whereas B'Shil hold that this Rosh Hashanah for trees is the 15th of Shvat. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara begins by explaining the significance of designating a standard new year for kings. L'malachim. L'may helchasa. Amar v'chizda l'shtaris. If we were to always count the new year from the date that the king was coronated, then one could easily become confused with the correct dates, and this could cause him to write the wrong year, which would create a shtar chayv mukdam. And as the Braisa teaches, shtar chayv mukdam p'sulim. Predated loan documents are not valid, as they open a window of facilitating the collection of the loan from assets that were sold prior to the actual loan. On the other hand, v'amucharim k'sherim, loan documents that were dated after the actual loan are valid, as such a document allows the borrower to try and collect his loan only from assets that were sold after the actual loan took place. By setting a standard new year date, it becomes much easier to calculate the correct dates. Another consequence of this halacha is that kimin shegia echad b'nisan also loyishana. As soon as the first day of Nisan arrives, we begin to count the second year of his kingdom, even if he only reigned for just one day, because we say, Yom Echad B'Shana Chash Hashana. Vim Lo Yomed Ela B'Echad B'Nisan, Ein Moin Lo Yishana Ad Shegia Nisan Acher. However, if the king began his rule after the first of Nisan, his second year would only begin 12 months later, after the next Nisan. The Gemara also points out that Meis Ba'Adar V'Omed Acher Tacht of Ba'Adar, Moin Yishana L'Zeh U'L'Zeh. The year that the kingship transferred from one king to another may be counted either as the last year of the previous king or as the first year of the new king. The Gemara continues. Amar b'yichanan, minayin le'malachim she'en moin lehem ele b'nisan. How do we know that the year of a king begins from Nisan? B'yichanan cites the following pasuk of Malachim describing the commencement by Shlema Melech of building the Beis HaMikdash. V'hi b'shemayin m'shana v'arba me'yishana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'shana haravias b'chodesh ziv. The pasuk mentioned both the kingdom of Shlema Melech and the exodus from Mitzrayim to teach us that Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim Nisan of Malchus Shlema Nisan, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim is counted from Nisan, so too is the kingdom of Shlema Melech counted from Nisan, and therefore the reigns of all other kings as well. The Gemara questions: Yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa Menolin de Menisan Menina. While it's true that the Bnei Yisrael left Egypt in Nisan, however, perhaps the years from the Exodus are counted from Tishrei, and once the first of Tishrei arrived, they began counting the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara proves from other pesukim that this cannot be the case. In one pasuk it says, "Vayal Aaron Hakoyin el Hor Har al Pi Hashem, vayomisham b'shnasar abom letzeis bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, mechodesh hachamishi be'echal chodesh." Aaron Hakoyin passed away in the fifth month, meaning chodesh Av, of the 40th year from when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. But subsequently, by the Techach of Meshra Beinu in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, the pasuk says, "V'hi barbam shana ba'ashti asr chaydish be'echel chaydish, dibe Meshal kol Yisrael," which indicates that this took place in the 11th month of the 40th year. The Gemara analyzes these two psukim. Min dekoy ba'av v'kor lishnas aboyim, v'koy b'shvat v'kor lishnas aboyim. If the passing of Aaron the Kohen took place in the month of Av of the 40th year, and subsequently the Techacha of Moshe Rabbeinu took place in Shvat of the same year, still the 40th year from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Machlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Tishrei, it follows that we do not count the years of the Exodus from Tishrei, as otherwise Techacha would be in the 41st year, as Tishrei passed between the month of Av and Shvat. The Gemara asks, U'memai demaisa Av Kodim, demaisa de Shvat Kodim. How do we know that Techacha took place after the passing of Aaron HaKohen? The Gemara quotes another pasuk from the Techacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, which says, "Acher Hakoseh Sichon Melech Heshbon." That Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Techacha after defeating Sichon. V'chinach nafshi da'aron akate av Sichon kaim. And when Aaron HaKohen passed away, Sichon, who was also called Kenani Melech Arad, was still alive, as evident in the pasuk, "V'yishma Kenani Melech Arad ma shemur shama shama shemes Aaron v'nastal Kenani kavod." That the Kenani king of Arad heard that Aaron HaKohen passed away. This therefore proves that the passing of Aaron HaKohen preceded the Techacha, and so the month of Shvat, which came later, was still in the 40th year, as the counting of Yetzias Mitzrayim began from the month of Nisan and not from the month of Tishrei.